Welcome. I greet you in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us today on Daily Inspiration. Today I'm going to be reading from Isaiah chapter 1. Isaiah chapter 1. Before I read that, though, I'm going to read a verse in Psalm 147, which is where I was reading recently, and then ended up in the book of Isaiah. Psalm 147, verse 3, I'll just take one verse out and pull it out here. As I was studying the chapter, I came upon this verse that says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." And as I pondered on the word here, the word wounds here, I realized that it is talking about more than physical wounds. It is talking about sorrows or emotional wounds and wounds of the soul, especially. And it says that the Lord binds up the wounds. So as I studied on that and pondered, I then ended up in chapter 1 of Isaiah. And here the prophet is speaking to a nation that has turned away from the Lord. And they are going about their daily life wounded. They are wounded with sin. They are wounded with emotional hurts and soul wounds. So I'm going to read Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2 to 6. It's the vision of Isaiah. It says, "Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not consider. Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel. They have turned away backward. Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faints. From the sole of the foot, even to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed or bound up or soothed with ointment." So let's just think about wounds for a moment. If we could remember every wound that we have ever received, which we can't, unless we're just very young, we can't remember every time that we've been hurt, scratched, bumped, cut, whatever, as we go about our work. It's not uncommon for a drop of blood to flow. Sometimes we've been hurt more seriously. Thankfully, I can say I've never had a very severe injury, but there are many who have had severe injuries, fingers amputated, hands amputated, serious wounds that needed hospitalization, stitches, bandaging. So if we could remember all those and think of how we would look if none of those wounds had ever healed, we would be in serious need of medical care. Without God's grace, that is how our souls are, wounded with sin, the emotional hurts of others as well, but largely sin scars of sin are in people's souls. So this So Isaiah had a vision, and he saw the people. He was able to see the people as they really looked spiritually. And he realized that they are, it looks awful. Notice what he said, wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. He said from the sole of the foot, even to the head, from top to bottom, there is no sound portion of the body. Now we know that the people weren't walking around with this condition physically. He's talking about their spiritual state and their emotional state. And they were in bad shape. This is what the people, this is what a person, this is what a nation looks like. They do not avail themselves of God's grace and the healing power of the blood of Jesus. So the point I'm getting at is, let's consider our own condition, the condition of our own souls. Have we truly been healed? There is healing available. Jesus is a healer, and he primarily wants to heal our soul from the sin scars and the emotional wounds in our souls. The other thing to consider is, as this nation keeps turning away from God, there are more and more people going to be walking around, going about their daily life, doing their work, taking their vacation, doing business, eating, sleeping, whatever, just going about their lives as if everything were okay. But the reality is, they will look exactly what Isaiah described here, if we had the eyes to see it. Let's just consider that reality for a moment. And grab a hold of God's heart and vision for the people, that they be healed. If someone has an accident and he is badly injured, we would come alongside of them. We would take them to a medical facility. We would see to it that they receive care, because we see the wounds. The wounds of the soul are harder to see. They take discernment. They take wisdom from above. But God is calling, and he's calling you. He's calling me. He has a work for us, to come alongside of people who are in this condition and bring them to the Lord Jesus for healing. What I've had on my heart for a little bit here recently, is to see people's true needs, to identify their real needs, and to be able, by God's grace, and this is where we need His Spirit to work in us, to give us wisdom, so that by God's grace we can help and administer God's grace to them, bring them to the Lord for healing. With that, we will close out the week, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Thank you.